You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning. There we go, I told you wouldn't have to wait long, didn't I? Welcome, boys and girls, to this morning's breakfast show. It is Tuesday, it is the 30th of May, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. We're going to be sitting here, hopefully keeping you entertained as you make your way off to where it is you're going, until 10 o'clock this morning. All right, let's take a look. Birthdays, I tell you what, we've got one this morning. If you like eggs, right, you're going to love this one, all right? It's all to do with eggs. It's Peter Carl Fabergé was born on this day. 1846 was when he was born. He was a Russian jeweller of Baltic, German, Danish and French origin. And that's confusing. Best known for his famous Fabergé eggs, of course, made in the style of a genuine Easter egg, but using precious metals and gemstones rather than mundane materials. I tell you what, I like the ones that have lots of chocolates inside. Time to get going.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Better than coffee.
tonight. I've come to take you there, show you how to care. Just be aware that you'll have to share. I want you to know, I want you tonight. I'm taking your heart, so don't you fight. I'll be your answer, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy, your favorite dish. Gonna let you know when I'm again, I'm gonna be there to the end, 100% pure love. Gonna let you know when I'm again, I'm gonna be there to the end, 100% pure love. You saw I went too high, thought that you could fly. Did I hear you cry, or did you like the ride? You call my name again, no it's not a sin. I'll show you how to win, and where I've been. I want you love.
We started off with the Spice Girls and Wannabe, bringing us in this morning. Followed on there, that is Crystal Waters and 100% Pure Love. That was from her second studio album, which was called The Storyteller, back in 1994. And released in April, in actual fact, of that year. And it was the album's lead single. It was a hit in many countries, reaching the top 10 in Australia, Finland, the Netherlands, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and in the United States as well. Certified platinum in Australia and gold in the United States. Also awarded a prize. Well, that was in that was the top dance song, the ASCAP dance song. And its accompanying music video as well, which was directed by Marcus Nispel. Alright, we have quite a busy little morning this morning. We've got guests in the 8 o'clock hour and in the last hour of this morning's programme. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but for right now, we're going 8 miles high with Roxy Music.
To
All right, we get the point. 8 miles high is that one, as I mentioned. Brian Ferry, of course, taking the lead singles. The lead singing there for Roxy Music. Right, we're just making our way down to 15 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7. So it's time for us to do this, put you in the shower this morning. And say, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we will keep on reminding you as we make our way through the morning's program. We like to do that. This is it. Donna Summer in the shower with you this morning. Love's about to change my heart. There we go, yes, in the shower with you this morning, and Donna Summer, and love's about to change my heart. 19 after 7, how'd you get? Come on, chop chop. There we go, and off your way to where it is. You're going this morning at 19 minutes, or coming down for 19 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming in this morning to chat with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and about 8.25, something like that. Anna Grethel Solis is coming in to chat with us. She's a Panamanian-American actress and a producer, and has been part of the Panama State since she was 5 years of age, with Bruce Quinn's Lo Novicia Rebelde, and she's going to be talking about a new production which is coming up at the National Theatre. It's called Almost Normal, directed by Cesar Robles, and she's going to be coming in to chat with us about that. And in the last hour this morning, musician Luis David Bonilla. We haven't seen him for a while. I'll tell you why, because he has been performing on cruise ships. Now, there's going to be some interesting stories to tell. Anyway, this is the last now this morning's program. As for now, another piece of music. We've got some good mornings to say. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Mary Lou this morning. A couple of requests coming up as well from them. But as for now, Sharon Jones and the Dap Dancers. The Dap Kings. And this is called Tell Me. Go Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings there and Tell Me. We are 23 minutes exactly after the hour, 7 o'clock, and let's say, first of all, good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. And she says, good morning to everybody and happy Tuesday. She says, I went to our neighbourhood town yesterday, or neighbouring town, to do some birthday shopping for Rick. Wow, about halfway walking back to my car, which was about a mile away, the sky suddenly opened up and drenched me and flooded the streets. I thought for a second I was in Panama. It's never rained like that in 7 months and that we've been here. Well, that's not long, really. You can wait for it. You've probably got more to come. Speed walked to my car as fast as I could, and the only way that I could get across to my car was to cross over an ankle-deep river racing down the road. Sopping wet. What an adventure. Could you please play Come Sail Away by Styx?
Virgin sea, 'cause I've got to be free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. I the story goes. But somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Yes, indeed. And that's not the only thing we've got to tell you about. Don't forget, have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Verli Motors, we guarantee high-quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors. It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. We're going to take our, our segment for this time of the morning, 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Some international news for you and some international business news as well. Ukrainian drones have struck Moscow on a Tuesday. Russia said that what one politician called the worst such attack since World War II, while Kiev was also hit by air for the third time in 24 hours. Now, since Russia sent troops into its neighbor in February last year, the war has largely been fought inside Ukraine, though Moscow has reported some attacks on its territory and said one was an assassination attempt against President Vladimir Putin. Tuesday's early morning raid targeted some of Moscow's wealthiest areas, including a western zone where Putin and the elite have residences. He was later in the Kremlin and received a briefing on the attack, a spokesman had said. Dozens of NATO troops secured a municipal building in the Kosovo town of Zevkan on Tuesday. This was a day after 30 NATO soldiers and 52 Serb protesters were injured in clashes that EU and NATO officials said were unacceptable as they urged calm. Kosovo police said in a statement that the situation is fragile but calm. Russia said on Tuesday, decisive steps were needed to de-escalate tensions in Kosovo. A bipartisan deal to raise the $31.4 trillion US dollar debt ceiling faces its first test in Congress on Tuesday, setting up what could be a nail-biting week of voting before the United States runs out of money to pay its bills. The House Representatives Rules Committee is due to consider the 99-page bill at 3 p.m., on Tuesday, ahead of votes in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and the Democratic-controlled Senate. China has declined a request from the United States for a meeting between their defense chiefs at an annual security forum in Singapore this weekend, media reported on Monday, a new sign of strain between the powers. Overnight, the PRC informed the U.S. that they have declined our early May invitation for Secretary Lloyd Austin to meet with PRC Minister of National Defense Lee Shang-Fu in Singapore, the Pentagon said in a statement in the Wall Street Journal, referring to China by the initials of its official name, the People's Republic of China. South American presidents are gathering in Brasilia on Tuesday for their first summit in almost a decade at the invitation of Brazil's leftist leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who aims to regain his country's active role in regional affairs. The Eurozone's top banks, they may be taking a hit if their financial clients, such as funds, insurers and clearinghouses, withdrew their deposits or otherwise ran into trouble, European Central Bank warned on Tuesday. The ECB study looked into the risk of spillovers from so-called shadow banks, such as funds and other financial companies that provide funding in one form or another to traditional lenders and vice versa. A private jet used by Tesla Inc. CEO Elon Musk has arrived in Beijing, according to a Reuters witness. Musk is expected to meet senior Chinese officials and visit Tesla's Shanghai plant, sources have said, in what would be his first trip to China in 3 years. Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment on whether Musk had arrived in China. NVIDIA Corp was on track on Tuesday to breach $1 trillion in market capitalization for the first time, making it the first U.S. chipmaker to join the trillion-dollar club. The company's shares were last up 3.5% to $402.91 in pre-market trading. The U.S. dollar steadied after climbing to a two-month high, and European stocks flattened on Tuesday as relief that a possible default by the U.S. government had been averted gave way to concern that the deal could face a rocky path through Congress. The Pan-European Stock 600 index had flattened after recording on Friday its biggest weekly decline in 2 months. The Nikkei stock index rose 0.3% after the Japanese benchmark hit a 33-year high on Monday on optimism over the U.S. debt deal and a weaker yen, which helps the country's exporters. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index and China's CSI 300 Index closed about, closed flat, really, after tumbling to their lowest level since November, with investors also remaining cautious ahead of China's May manufacturing data due on Wednesday. Everyone is looking at the disappointment in the performance of China's equities recently, and that is now creating negative investor sentiment, said Jack Hsu, Credit Suisse's Greater China Chief Investment Officer. Oil fell by nearly 2% on Tuesday as concerns about the U.S. debt ceiling pact cooled and the market's risk on sentiment and mixed messages from major producers clouded the supply outlook ahead of their meeting this weekend. Brent crude futures then fell $1.36 or 1.8%. That's down to $75.71 a barrel. That was by 8:59 GMT today. West Texas intermediate to WTI crude was down $1.19 or 1.6% from Friday's close to $71.48 a barrel. Of course, there was no settlement on Monday because of a U.S. public holiday. And that's it. There we go. That's a look at some of the items in the international news, international business news for you on this Tuesday morning.
And what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's Cherry with a G, and now with a J. If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream. Every
little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can I do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you hard. Like someone took a knife, baby, itchy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Goes making his way off into the distance there. Mr. Bruce says, Springsteen, yes, the boss, and I'm on fire. Somebody should put him out. Right, that took us back to 1985. It was February of 1985 when that was released. It came off, of course, to that great album, Born in the USA. The one before that, UB40, and A Place in the Sun. Now, let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Now, Mary Lou's always with us bright and early in the mornings. And she wishes everybody to have a perfect Tuesday, great Tuesday to everybody. And she says, could you please play Closer to the Heart? And it comes from Rush.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart.
going out to Mary Lou on this morning's breakfast show. It is the 30th of May. It is Tuesday. If you just joined us, a very good morning. We are 11 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Got some local news for you at the top of the hour. Somebody else who's got a birthday on this date, the 30th of May. We're going to go back to the year 1874. Ernest Duchesne was born on this day. Now, he was a French physician who noted that certain molds kill bacteria. Now, he made his discovery, this was 32 years before Alexander Fleming discovered the antibiotic properties of penicillin, a substance derived from those molds. But his research, Duchesne's, sadly went unnoticed. So, yeah, you know what that feels like, don't you? It's the Blue Monkeys on the Breakfast Show. Digging your scene. Thank you.
I just got your message, baby. It's a sight to see you fade away.
The world is a spin and we can't wait for
me to be there. He'll get you in the end. It's God's revenge. I know I should come clean, but I prefer to deceive.
Every day I walk alone, and I pray that God will see me.
I know it's wrong, tell me why. Come on, baby.
What a great band they were. The Blow Monkeys there and Digging Your Scene. Coming out of London. They were formed in London, England, and that was back in 1981. And I might just say, you know, were, because they were active from 1981 to 1990. But they did reform in 2007. And apparently they are still going today. Their first single, which was Live Today, Love Tomorrow, that was released in 1982. And they subsequently enjoyed a successful career. Several hit singles and albums across the 1980s before splitting up at the beginning of the 1990s. And as I said, reforming again in 2007. Their first hit single was the one we just played, which was Digging Your Scene. That hit number 12 on the UK singles chart, got to number 14 on the US Billboard, a Hot 100 chart as well in August of 1986, believe it or not. Right, time on The Breakfast Show to listen to Aretha Franklin on The Freeway of Love. By the way, if you're out there in the traffic and things aren't going right, do drop us a WhatsApp, okay? 677-188-22. Give us the news and we'll pass it on to our thousands of listeners in the morning.
Sweet and happy.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation, you'll be surprised. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Live the life we choose. We fight and never lose. Those were the days.
La 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 la. There you go, Mary Hopkin. Those were the days. I tell you what. So true. Back in those days, we thought they would never end. We just thought we would be that age forever. No such luck. This is classics of four and spooky.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. And hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Singing about back in those days. Yes, those were the days. Got a few more oldies to play a little bit later on as we go through the program. Don't forget we've got a guest coming in joining us in probably around about 5-6 minutes at time, and we're going to be talking about a new play which is going to be at the National Theatre. We'll be talking with Anna Gretel Solis, so she's going to be joining us soon. In the last hour, Luis David Boni is going to be talking to us, musician of course, who has been playing music on cruise ships. Tough life, isn't it? Good grief. Talking of tough life, let's see how things are going out in the countryside, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, early to bed, early to rise. Supposed to make a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. It makes this old girl tired. Had to get up early this morning, did some work in Dubai. Man, it's a busy morning over there. And, of course, it's not morning over there. It is the afternoon. Ooh, yeah, and they're in full swing. And there was Memorial Day yesterday. Thank you to all of those out there who have served, no matter what branch of the military, and no matter what country. Memorial Day is a day to remember. And I remember my father was in the Air Force Reserves. So I respect and I'm very proud that he has served. I tried to join the military after I graduated university, and I went in to go in, and they told me, yeah, okay, you can join the Navy. Sure, we'll take you in. You have a bachelor's degree. You can go in as an officer. I'm like, woohoo, yay, I want to be an officer. And then they did the physical, and they realized I'm missing a toe from a farm accident I had many, many years ago. And they said, oh, I'm so sorry, we can't take you in the Navy. I was like, why? I don't need a toe. I swim just fine. And they're like, no. We have rules and regulations, and we can't take you. But try the Army. They'll take anybody. So I decided maybe the military wasn't up for me because, oh, man, I wanted so much to wear that white Navy uniform. Oh, and I wanted to serve my country. Well, I did not get to do that, but I have different ways of serving. And I hope everybody out there is finding a way to serve their country, whether it's their country here in Panama or their country there from their home expat area. Well, today is starting out to be a busy day. We got a lot about a fog over here. I don't know. You guys got some frogginess over there? It's you can tell that the humidity is coming in full blast. And it rained and rained and rained. So everything is green, is green, is green. Yeah, and one of my tarps just collapsed on top of the cook's car, so we had to remove that. Lucky us. And now planning to have to build a carport in order to protect the vehicles and us from torrential downpour. Well, speaking of torrential downpour, it's time for me to go pour myself a cup of Joe, cup of coffee. All right, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Go, there's Rocky Burnett, Tired of Towing the Line. If you don't have all the 10, that's something you can't do if you want to join the Navy. I tell you what though, I mean, I wanted to join the Air Force and they didn't ask me if I had any wings. No, they let me in anyway. More fool them. This is the Supremes and Reflections.
The way life used to be. Reflections of the light. cause. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
There we go, that's it, the Supremes and Reflections. If you are keeping on the time, we're exactly half past the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And it is the 30th of May, and I tell you what, it's a beautiful day. The sun's shining this morning, which really makes it a beautiful day for a daydream, according to the Loving Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Turn me on, you lift me up like the sweetest cup I share with you. You lift me up, don't you ever stop, I'm here with you. Now it's all or nothing, 'cause you say you'll follow through. You follow me, and I follow.
What you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all cracks out? What you gonna do when love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and turn the tide?
to make a dream survive?
Who's got the time
to come storm aside?
Who's gonna save you?
I love and Kiki. Feel to your love. I love and Kiki.
Feel to your love. I'm to your love. Our
There we go, with the full power of the symphonic orchestra behind them there. And that's Simple Minds and Alive and Kicking. Well, I guess the symphony should be here probably in around about 5 or 6 minutes time, so we won't have too long this morning, so we'll have to cut to the chase and talk about the play that's coming up at the National Theatre. But for now, we're going to get on a jetliner with the Steve Miller Band.
Jerry D.
Yeah.
we go. Amy Winehouse, of course, and you know I'm no good. Time on the Breakfast Show to introduce to you our guest for this hour, this morning's programme. Well, what's left of it? It's great to have with us here in the studio. We've got Anna Gretel Solis with us. Very good morning to you, Anna.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, well, you're welcome. Lovely, big smiley face. We like smiley faces on the radio. Anyway, look, great to see you. I was just touching very briefly on your story, because you started your acting at 5 years of age. Why?
So I just moved to Panama at that time, and I remember when I was living in Virginia, we did like little plays and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I remember mm-hmm. like my best friend there, she cried before going on stage, and I didn't understand that at all. I was like, why are you, this is the most amazing thing ever. Like, I always have a memory of loving it, and when I came to Panama, my mom immediately, like, I don't know how, she found out about Sound of Music audition.
Oh, right.
Yeah. With Bruce Quinn, uh-huh. and Nikki Arroy was producing it, and she made me audition. She lied about my age at the time, because they were looking for six-year-olds, whatever. and it was six-year-olds enough, and she was like, yeah, she's six, and that was, like, my first theater, like professional theater.
And I mean, it's gone on and on and on, hasn't it? I'm very accomplished. We won't go through it all because we won't have enough time. But, and you sort of, you're into film as well.
Right.
You've been doing that. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the film industry here in Panama seems to have come on leaps and bounds from, you know, I mean, I've been here 30 years and it never sort of existed. Panama theater, you know, well, theater did, but, cinematography never really sort of got into it. So, yeah, okay, right. What we need to talk about is this play which is coming up. The original was, is it Next to Normal or Almost Normal? Have we lost it in translation?
No, it's Next to Normal.
It is Next to Normal. Yeah, lost in translation.
Yes, correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah, I wanted to get it right. It's a tough subject to be a musical as well.
Well, for me, so the musicals that I like a lot, like the ones that I absolutely love, are ones like, I mean, In the Heights is one that's very much about song and dance and whatever, but it has a powerful meaning. Spring Awakening is another, Dear Evan Hansen, and Next to Normal is definitely one that, for me, it's not a musical about spectacle and about the dance numbers and,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. It's not about entertainment, but it's about, like, how do we make music to tell this very profound thing? And for me, it makes complete sense that you're using music to talk about mental health issues, because if you think about it, neurology by itself is a very young science.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people
mm-hmm.
don't really understand mm-hmm. all of it. And to really use music to convey what anxiety feels like or what depression feels like or
mm-hmm.
what all of
mm-hmm.
these things feels like, for me, it's like, that makes a lot more sense than words, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we can't really explain it. And music just is so honest and just, like, gets you. That for me is like, it makes sense that the way to talk about mental health would be through a musical and through this music that
is so. Remember, next time I go to the doctors to sing.
Hey, maybe it helps.
You never know. Because, you know, we said just as you came in, you know, these kind of issues have always been sort of under the carpet. They'd not really come to the fore. I think COVID-19, because of a lot of the effects of COVID-19.
For sure.
Since with people being locked up for a couple of years, has brought mental health to the fore, and any way you do it is important.
Yes.
And if you can do it this way and in an entertaining and sympathetic way, because just to say that it's about a mother who struggles with worsening bipolar disorder and sort of affects the managing of her illness and that with the family as well. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it is really just that. The play kind of feels like a little bit of what happens every day. Of course, there's like a thing that happens
mm-hmm.
in the play, like the
mm-hmm.
exciting incident and all that stuff. But it's really, it feels almost like a slice of life kind of film, in the sense
mm-hmm.
of like, this is their everyday life, and you get to like just sneak a peek
right,
in this life. in the different treatments that she receives. And for me, the thing that I like the most about this play is that not only does it show how the illness affects Diana, the mother, mm-hmm. but how it affects the entire family.
Sure, exactly.
Because they don't talk about it. They don't talk mm-hmm. about the traumas that the family has gone
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in Latin America, that's like so common, you know, like we just sweep things under the carpet, mm-hmm. as you said, or mm-hmm. like say everything's fine. We don't want to accept that there could be, you know, a horrible thing under the carpet
sure.
until we're like tripping
sure.
over
yeah.
it, you know.
And again, because you don't see it, so you might as well
exactly.
ignore it, you know.
For
yeah.
sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So for me, it's, yeah, I think it's such an important play for people in Panama to see it,
mm-hmm.
People in general, but I think anyone who's seen this play has had, like, a life-changing experience in some way, shape, or form. So I really am very excited for it to exist.
Oh, excellent.
Panama.
Now, tell us about, you're in the cast. Yes.
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 Yeah.
Tell us about the cast and the director.
Yeah, for sure. The leading lady is Juliette Roy. She plays Diana. She plays mm-hmm. my mom. I play her daughter, Natalie. Simon Tejeda plays her other son, my brother. Julio Chamorro plays my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Odette Versailles plays the doctor or the psychiatrist. And Juan Diego Arauz plays who would become my boyfriend in the play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Dating now. Now this is going to be on National Theatre. When's
yeah.
it starting? When's
it starts on the 6th and it goes up until the 11th. So it's only
okay.
six shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's good because I mean, the National Theatre is obviously expanding a lot of what it's doing.
Yeah.
And it's great that you're going to be performing there.
Yeah. No. You know, I love it. The first time I did it was last year, and it was unbelievable.
Mm.
And I'm very excited for it too. You know, this is a very intimate show, so
mm-hmm.
Very excited to see how it feels in the National Theater because it is a bigger space. But yeah, I think all people should come and there's space for everybody, so yeah.
Oh, perfect, okay. And where can people get tickets?
Yes, panatickets.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, choose your seat, everything. And the prices are relatively, you know, like accessible,
reasonable, yes,
yeah, like
good
the
word,
yeah, the most expensive one is $60, the least expensive is $15.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a discount, you can like Instagram DM me, Ana Gretel Solis with a TH, and yeah, I mean, if you have any other questions, also there's our Instagram page called Casi Normales PTY,
okay,
yeah.
And it's running for each day, all right the way through those days?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
Every day at 8 p.m. and Sunday would be 5 p.m.
Oh, congratulations on that. Now, what I want to do, because we're going to be reminding people anyway about
yeah.
the show. And I want to get back to you, because, I mean, your sort of CV is very, very, very long. But the thing is, you see all these accomplishments... And you went to the New York School of Drama, and that was 2022.
Yes,
and you've
correct.
Done all that before. I mean, you should have been teaching then, sort of.
No. I feel like I have much, much, much to learn. But yeah, I'm a nerd, so I love learning.
You're learning, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't. That's why I ended up. That's why I ended up doing radio.
No.
But. So, yeah, what is your ultimate ambition? I mean, you're still very young, and, you know, yet even if you're 25, you've been in the business for 20 years. So, so what would you really like to accomplish?
I mean, while I was at school I went to school from 2019 to 2022, in the middle of the pandemic, I was here in Panama, when I was doing acting school online, which was bizarre, and, you know, it's not supposed to be like that. But I did a little bit of that. And throughout that time, we were supposed to be taking acting for camera.
Mm-hmm.
So because I was in Panama, and for my classes around acting for camera, we would do short films. If I were in the States, we didn't have a pandemic, I would just act.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was alone in Panama, I had to, like, direct, produce, edit, write all of the short films
mm-hmm.
for my classes mm-hmm. so I could act in them. And that's where I discovered, like, my love for filmmaking and my love for writing. So that's the moment where I was like, I love to have agency over the stories that I'm telling and,
mm-hmm.
and really, like, know why I'm telling the story. And acting is always my first love, but that was the moment where I was like, oh, these are just new tools for me to tell stories. So
mm-hmm.
I fell in love with editing, fell in love with, like, directing and filmmaking, although I feel like I'm very amateur at that. But I guess my biggest ambition would be to, like, I mean, continue to make films.
Mm-hmm.
I'm continuing
mm-hmm.
to, like, learn about making films, acting in them. But big, big, big dream, I would love to have, like, my own production company.
Right,
and
right.
make, like, the films that I want to make. Also give a lot of positions to, like, female filmmakers
mm-hmm.
and tell
mm-hmm.
their stories. But I have a long, long way to go for all of that. I'm still learning and, like...
You've got plenty of time because you started so early. You
mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, the world is your oyster.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's... I hope so. I hope so. I'm just... taking it one day at a time and
well, you're obviously accomplished and you're obviously, I would imagine, well known in the local business.
So well, in the theater world,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
The as you said, the film industry is expanding so much. And I love that Panama's getting a lot of international recognition because
mm-hmm,
it's like
mm-hmm.
a perfect place to
sure.
to film because great locations, mm-hmm. they're so close by. And I think that's really nice that people, especially the crew here in Panama, they're so passionate. They work so hard. They're so talented. And people from the outside are getting to, like, know our work.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have our own film festival.
Exactly. No, and
mm-hmm.
it's amazing.
Mm.
So I think little by little we're going to, you know, make those international connections and ties. And hopefully we get to be known, you know, globally, you know, mm. and our work.
We're going that way. I mean,
yeah.
Our film festival now is being sort of accepted internationally, getting international recognition.
That's amazing.
And, of course, musically, we have our jazz festival, which is mm-hmm. sort of becoming world-renowned now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to be talking to you again many times in the future. I may not be here because I'll probably be gone then.
Because
you've got so much, I mean, I'm really sort of encouraged because you've accomplished a lot. And there's still plenty of time for you to accomplish more. I did my first acting when I was sort of, Bearclaw that was the first thing I did. That was the first time I ever acted.
Oh, wow.
So it's never too late.
No, it's never too late. For sure.
Yeah. Anna, it's great to have you with us. We're going to keep reminding people about the show as we go through the coming days. And unfortunately, I got to go and do the news and everything else.
Perfect.
But it's been lovely having you with us.
Yeah.
And as I said, I'm sure you will be back. You'll be back.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank
if you come
so
on
much.
The Breakfast Show, it's like drinking the water out of the Shagras. You'll never leave.
Perfect.
Anna Grethel, Matt with us, Solly's with us this morning. And it is that time, top of the hour. Got to take a break. And don't forget, coming in, joining us in the last hour, we've got Luis David Bonilla going to be chatting with us, a musician who we know very well, but who hasn't been around because he's been playing music on cruise ships. What a tough life.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, and some good advice for you right now. It's all to do with your printers, you know. They become sort of integral part of our lives, haven't they? Did you know that they normally last just, 3-4 years? Well, that's not long enough. When you use poor quality supplies, the lifespan decreases. It can decrease to just 1 or 2 years. Now, don't fall for that low price trap and use original ink and toner. Very important. If you get in touch with DataServe, you can schedule an assessment of your printer and your supply needs. So get your supplies regularly sent to you as well. All you've got to do is get in touch with them at Instagram, DataServe Panama, DataServe Panama, okay, at DataServe Panama. That's their Instagram account. You can schedule an appointment and get your printers sorted out. And by the way, remember, generic supplies yield less than original ones and usually carry environmental consequences as well, which is something which is very important.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
change. I am here in my mold. I am here in my mold. And I'm a million different people from one day to the next. I can change my mold. Oh no, oh no, no. I got to sex and violence. Sit and balance, melody and sirens. Gotcha. Sit and balance, melody and sirens. Gotcha. Sit and balance, melody and sirens. Come on. Yeah. I wanna take you down.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm collecting people's tears. They cry because they miss you. They fill the seas and all the lakes with memories of wind blew. I run out of jars before a second could pass. Didn't have enough time with you to turn the hourglass. Pictures in my head suddenly appear. Why? Forgot to thank you for things, but I didn't see you for weeks. Woke up this morning and hope for a dream, but reality sat next to me and forced me to believe. Knocked down the lane, the man who took the wrong stop on life bus, moving train.
so much from you. Sleep to my lullaby. Only give me one more chance to say my last goodbye. Goodbye.
There it goes, a Paloma Faith and mine there. My legs are weak. And before that one was Richard Ashcroft and Bittersweet Symphony. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, Cool FM. And I tell you what, still to come, we're going to be chatting with my guest in this hour, and that is David Bonnier, after this.
Tu m'as dit, oh happy day, je suis blonde et jolie, ta poupée a choyé, j'ai 20 ans, oh maman. Tu m'as dit, oh happy day, mais les hommes me regardent, tu as prié, non, non, c'est pas possible. Chante.
There we go, that's, by the way, the name of the last, it's Ingrid, okay, don't get all excited, Ingrid, it's I-N-G-R-I-D, Ingrid, that's a strange way of doing it, it's called Shock, as you might have noticed, and talking of shocks, it's great to have back in the studio, we've got Luis David Bonnier back with us. The microphone's important bit, but you know, can you hear yourself all right on there?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Never mind. You'll get over it.
Yeah. You know, it's too much technology for me.
So, I mean, gosh, we haven't seen each other for how many years?
I would say that maybe 4 years, maybe the last Christmas that I've been here, 2018 maybe.
Probably.
Five years.
Before the pandemic, definitely.
Before the pandemic.
Because not a lot has happened since then.
Of course.
Because when Yasmin told me, you know, said, hey, David's coming in, I said, oh, brilliant. He said, he's been playing on cruise ships.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sorry. It must be awful for you.
Oh, can you imagine what kind of life that I have? Like, I'm traveling in this amazing cruise ship in this great destination, playing music every single day. Can you imagine? It's like...
It must be terrible for you.
Well, man...
Put on a bit of weight as well, haven't we?
I'm trying to keep it down, you know. I'm trying to put weight and lifting weights, but I'm also doing by foot, you know, so both ways.
But no, you're looking great.
Thanks, man.
And we were just talking, I mean, I wonder, how did you get a gig like this? And I mean, how long have you been doing it now?
Well, since 2019.
Since 2019?
Yeah.
You were on the ship during the pandemic then?
Oh, yeah. This is something that is a quiet story, man. Because that was going to be my second contract in 2020.
Right.
So I was in Miami rehearsing with the band that was going to perform the entire six-month contract in Celebrity Chip in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So and that was in March. I was in March 2020 in Miami. And then everybody's start talking about this thing like coronavirus. You remember that name in that time?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
said instead of COVID, they say corona. And everybody's talking about this thing. So I'm like, dude, what? I'm not going to give importance to this. I'm pretty sure that this is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought the same. So we keep rehearsing. And what happened was that in March 15, we went to the cruise ship terminal. And then we were ready to get on board the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Royal Caribbean at that point says, okay, we're going to stop operations for 30 days until everything cools down.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is that they get off all the passengers. That the very same day I was boarding, like the new orchestra, everybody was like evacuated from there, every guest, and there only were crew. And we have the last crew members new to this cruise ship, and we're supposed to wait for 30 days until everything cooled down.
Just sitting on a cruise ship.
Yeah, but we were rehearsing. Don't think that...
Well, of course, yes.
We were doing something.
And I'm sure you needed plenty of that.
Oh, yeah, because we already had 2 weeks in Miami, so more rehearsed, you know, is a good thing. So we were there doing kind of like a vacation thing, and then everything blow up. Like, the world go crazy, everything stopped, and we were there, like, just anchored in the middle of the ocean, like, near to Bahamas, because...
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot have a cruise ship docked for so long in a port.
You can't afford it.
Because it's, you know, expensive
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
them. So what they did is that they anchored the ship, and whatever the supplies run off, they went to the home port, they got the supplies, and they go back to the open
mm-hmm.
sea, and they
mm-hmm.
find a place
mm-hmm.
to anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I was there for 5 months inside a cruise ship with only crew. So what they did... And this is the terrible part, of course, that since there was no guests, all crew got guest cabins with balcony.
No.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
Were you paid?
No, I was getting paid.
You were getting paid?
Yeah.
And you're in a guest?
Yeah.
And you got free meals?
Free meals.
And you just played music?
And I did it voluntarily because I felt like, okay, we need to give something back, you know. So there's other musicians that were there and we decided to form a band like right there, like, okay,
mm-hmm.
let's play like twice a week just for the crew members, so keep the spirit up.
Right, right.
And we did that, and then we realized that, hey man, I think we are one of the few musicians that are actually performing with an audience in this time. And then we realized that, and I get goosebumps just remembering that. I mean, everybody was locked up. Even like guys like huge, like, I don't know, Ruben Blades, Alejandro Sanz, all those guys, they everybody's locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm.
everybody's in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the only ones that having a gig playing with an audience in the middle of the ocean. So,
terrible.
Yeah, it's
So after this, they kicked you off the ship eventually, I assume.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get off. They kicked me out.
I can't understand why, but...
Yeah. They just kicked me out. I was like, I don't want to go anywhere.
You're still here. I thought we got rid of you. You were not supposed to be here.
Yeah. If it was for me, I would still be there.
So then, of course, we had this... I mean, talking about it, of course, this is where Panama did quite nicely because they gave, it's Princess Cruises and Norwegian were leaving their ships here.
Yeah.
And they gave them an anchorage way over there. Yeah. And they used to just pop around, pick up their supplies, do any crew changes, and then go back again.
Yeah. I also heard about
that. That would have hurt you. You'd have had to have got off the ship.
Yeah. If I were here in Panama, get off.
Get out of here.
Yeah, but since I was there, like, in Bahama Circuit, and we have to go to Miami, which was the home port by the time, mm-hmm. It's like, okay... Mm-hmm. I guess there's no other solution that you remain here until we can.
So then I guess, you know, your contract was cancelled and then...
The contract was cancelled.
So basically then you had to start again afresh when things were getting back to normal or they got in touch with you and said, hey, you know, you want to come back? And you said, no, I couldn't stand it.
Could you believe that? So after that, after 5 months, they got me back here in Panama. So I was living pandemic pretty much like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed here for a year and a half until mm-hmm. the operations resumed, Liberty. So everybody was eager to work. And we were just waiting for just a gig to be available. So
mm-hmm.
of course, everybody's there waiting. And the ship started with half capacity of guests and mm-hmm. half capacity of crew, mm-hmm. and everybody mm-hmm. had to wear a mask and all that stuff.
So they only needed 2 musicians?
Yeah, basically. Me and the other guy. No, but really what happened was that I had to wait for 1.5 years before I could start working again. Mm-hmm. And it was like a long wait, man.
Because
could you imagine, like, work for musicians here during pandemic was like... was really hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I got this very good friend that at that point was working like a chef in this restaurant. And he called me like, hey, do you want to play here? And I called my friend Carlos, the bass player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we just formed a duet and we started playing there during pandemic. So that keep us like on float until mm-hmm. I have the job again. So it was.
So do you have to reapply? Did they come to you and say, look, you know, we're going back?
Well, the thing is, the good thing is that when you do the audition and you're in, basically, they only see you perform as doing your actual job because you at the end of the contract, you have an appraisal from your supervisor.
Right.
So you don't have to make another audition or do anything else. You are on the loop already.
Right.
So once, like, if you don't get fired,
mm.
which I managed to do that,
you managed to get fired?
No, I managed to not get fired.
Oh, I was going to say, I wasn't surprised.
No, I didn't get fired. Mm. But I managed not to, so they keep calling me.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So why are you here now?
Oh, well, that is a good question. Well, actually, I'm here because I'm going to leave in this Saturday. So, of course, talking about this cruise ship experience is great. And I told Jasmine earlier that I've been working on this course, like ebook course with a bunch of audio and video.
Okay.
That I've been doing this long vacation that I had. Well, actually, I've been working in this by the last 2 years. But since I have a long vacation, I decided to just put all my efforts on it. And I already finished it and I put it to sale. And it's already available in Hotmart.com.
We're going to take a little musical break.
Oh, sure.
And then we'll be right back. Sailing, Rod Stewart.
That is very appropriate.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy I am flying, I am flying.
There goes Rod Stewart sailing away into the distance. And my guest with me is going to be sailing away into the distance. But on Saturday you go back, is it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm going back to duty right away this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling to Alaska.
It's Alaska.
The Alaska season. Yes.
And where's something warm?
Yeah, well, for their standards, there's going to be warm because it's like, you know, summer.
So, now let's talk about your work that you've been doing,
yes.
And because that's really why you're here. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of living on a cruise ship.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff there, I can tell you.
Yeah, good. Well, that's another program. I tell you what, after the next cruise, come back and we'll...
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's just talk about...
Make notes while you're away.
Sure, I will. I think I'm going to start blogging as well, so maybe I'm just going to pass you some links of what is my life there.
Yes. Yes, we'll all look forward to that. We will not get depressed. Okay.
Please don't, Jerry. I cannot handle you depressed. You're so joyful all the time.
Just see me after 10 o'clock. So, tell me, because you're writing, or you've been doing this instruction.
Yeah. I've been working in this course that is called Band Coach. It's basically a guitar and bass course. Focus on the teamwork of being on a band. So what is the role of each instrument in a band and how to make good musical arrangement that takes your songs to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it. And the reason why I'm doing this is that basically I've seen through all my years as a educator that there's a lot of bands that they have great songs with a great potential, but the arrangements are not so good. And what happened is that all those songs that could be like, even if they could become hits, they get like, you know, stuck or stale because of the lack of a good arrangement of how to play
things. Arrangement and, you know, I always notice, you know, sometimes, you know, we have a few musicians come through the studio and they come in with their new pieces of music.
Yeah.
And, the thing that I look for is production.
Yeah.
You know, it can make or break. I mean, if you have you can have a good song, but if it hasn't got any depth to it, if it's like somebody sounds like somebody singing with, you know, a guy on an electric piano, it doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, it's like you have a good song. It's like a kind of like a singer songwriter kind of thing. It's like they have like the sketch. They have the lyrics, they have a good melody, and they have a couple of chords, and that's it. So when you have that, then you have to arrange this thing, like distribute all the voices, all the parts, like guitar parts, bass parts, drum parts. And it's not much what you play, but how and why.
Mm-hmm.
And very important, when to shut up. So one of the things that I notice the most is when...
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, because they're just like, it's like you're playing a song and you have like four members of the band and everybody's playing all the time. It's like, just shut up in that section. Don't play. Yeah, it's like, I had a good teacher back in Puerto Rico and he told me, we were playing like an arrangement, man. It's like a very complex arrangement. And I was playing what it was written there. And then he says like, just shut up. Let me miss you. You know, so you can have more impact. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you're playing all the time, it's like, dude, there's no point of missing you. You need to stop playing. Use your wisdom and your knowledge to know in the chart when to shut up so the music sounds better. And when you come in, then you have more impact. So one of the things that I noticed in local band especially is that everybody... Maybe in the intro, they play just the guitar and the voice, but once everybody comes in, everybody shut up. It's like, hey, just shut up. And you know who does that? Drummers. They don't like to shut up. And the bass players, if they knew when to shut up, actually, you know who said that? Gary Oldman, man. That is a wise guy. He said something that I read it, and it stuck to me, like really resonated with me. He says, like, I really admire bass players that they know when to shut up. I really don't know if that can be taught. Because it's like you have to be really wise to know when there's no bass in the song. And then when you come in, it's like glorious. You know what I'm saying? So So this is how much textures you can get. If you have two guitars, bass and drums, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Then one guitar, there's another texture. Two guitars, there's another one. There's the bass and the two guitars, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you no bass, and you have drums and two guitars. Then just drums and one guitar. Then just drums and voice.
Mm-hmm.
Then drums, bass and voice, like Under Pressure, for instance.
Under Pressure. Mm-hmm.
You see, it's mm-hmm. like, of course, it helps having Freddie Mercury singing, but you can also do that even if you're not a super great singer, but just the amount of textures that you can get by that instrumentation is not using it.
Well, I always remember when that orchestra played at the Soho Mall.
Of course, that is
And I was talking to you about that, and you said, well, you know, these guys hadn't played together 10 days ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And yet they were so tight, they were so good.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I just love big bands. And
yeah, me too, man. I really, every time that I come here, and I remember that, because I know I love it, that too, man. That is my favorite gig. And I always remember that Gary loved that thing. I just love that thing too. But that is a different story. But what it's got in common is that that music has somebody that is the arrangement, the arranger, sorry. And that person wrote it down, and he thought about all those things.
Exactly.
Who plays, who doesn't play in this section, what to play and why. And you've
also got a guy standing at the front with a big stick going, shut up.
Yeah,
okay, you know.
But I don't have to say anything because it is already written down.
See,
and I
exactly.
didn't wrote it. Uh-huh. I just can wear my white tuxedo and be cool.
Uh-huh. So this is is this an online course or is it?
Yes, everything is online. It's available in Hotmart.com, which is like an educational platform for every type of course, not only music.
Mm-hmm.
So my course is about 6 products. The most important one is the ebook, where everything is explained, and they have all the links through all the examples executed in video with a musical score and a tablature that is all synced with the video. So it's great tool for learning. And you have all the audios for jam tracks, so you can learn the songs, play along. Like, let's say you want to practice the guitar one, so there's audio tracks without the guitar one, so you can play it for the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one bonus video of me explaining, like, one of the tunes that is in the examples. And actually, I made one song to demonstrate what is this course all about, so you can see how the two guitars work. I sent that to Jasmine the other day. It's like I have it in Spotify. I don't know if you want to put it down.
Or yeah, well, we're going to put it on our website.
Sure.
But you probably understand this because I've just not long got back from holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Vienna.
Oh, and, nice. I love that place.
And I went to Mozart's apartment that he lived in for 3 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it was where he composed The Marriage of Figaro,
mm-hmm.
and also the Haydn quartets that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy in his time, I mean, he was a rock star, you know?
Actually he was.
And it was this apartment. It wasn't small, but it wasn't huge apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the room where they would sit and play in his apartment. And he actually composed these for Haydn, and Haydn was there with him at the time. And to be in a room like that, where, you know, if you could just sort of, you know, be a fly on the wall for those days, because I'm sure they had a pretty wild time as well, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
because he was a young kid, and he was in his 20s, and he was wealthy for what he was at the time. And,
and you know, he never was very old. I mean, he died at 32, man.
That's right.
He was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, in those time standards, of course, you age older faster, and of course, the healthcare wasn't what it is today.
Sure, no, absolutely. No.
But anyway, I mean, just the fact that you had the opportunity to be in that room, man, that's just amazing, man.
Mm.
And Mozart, he was a rock star.
Mm.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, sure.
You bought your guitar.
Yeah, I bought it. just to...
Is it because you see, what do you teach in your course about shutting up?
Yeah.
You know,
so it's very easy. You just put the guitar like this and your hand like that.
That's
I'm not playing, man.
So our listeners are thinking now, so I hope Jerry listens to what he's saying about knowing when to shut up.
So, yeah, man. So I had that song that is like an example. It's a song called Over and Over Again. But the song has three chords. So let's say in a very sketch kind of way, the chords are this. D, G, A. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to play it in a most, let's say, the rawest way that I can think of, you would say something like... Something like that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're doing some strumming, you can manipulate a little bit those voices that are within the chord. So maybe instead of doing this, you use this. That sounds way more professional. Mm-hmm. Instead of using this, you use this. And you are using the open strings. And then the next chord, which is A. So you use that. So instead of sounding like this, you can sound like this. So if you compare the two strumming patterns, so just by doing a couple of tweaking mm-hmm. here and mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. it sounds like way more polished than the first version.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little out of tune, but anyway. So and it's like playing like a power chord, for instance, like playing this. If you invert the voices and you manipulate the voices a little bit between, then you have something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So just by doing that, it sounds way more professional. Like I'm gonna have like a very, let's say an example with a famous song like Smoke on the Water. There are a lot of people that play that song with the right chord with the wrong voicing.
Mm-hmm.
The voicing
mm-hmm.
is basically how you accommodate the voices within the chord in a different order. So most people play that tune like this. But if you invert the order of the note, instead of doing this, you do this, then it sounds like this. Which is like how the original song is played. So it's just by doing those things is that you can have a better effect. You know,
I was watching something yesterday on YouTube, exactly the same, because one of my favorite guitarists is Mark Knopfler.
Oh, Mark Knopfler is
and,
great.
And he was in a small theater, and he was literally doing this. He was saying about how you can change the sound, how you can change the chord. Mm-hmm. And then he would just go like, you can end up with something like this, and it would be one of the sort of beginnings of one of the Dire Straits songs, because his guitar sound is unique.
It's
absolutely
yeah.
unique.
It is
and
amazing.
We got to go.
Oh, man. But it's been a pleasure anyway, man.
No, so how long is your next cruise?
It's going to be 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah. This is a standard contract period.
Can I hold your baggage or something? Or?
No, man. It's like it's just great experience. You get used to it like anything.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
It must be tough.
Well, it has its perks. It does have, man. It's like sometimes you have to do drills and stuff like that.
Of course you do. You don't want to drown.
Well, yeah.
Look what happened on the Titanic.
Of course you remember those things. And I'm one of the musicians that are going to play until the boat sinks.
Luis David Bonilla, hey, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for coming in. And we'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to come back here and tell you all about it.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Always great to see you.
May I have to say one other thing, just one quick thing.
Uh-huh.
There's one piece of material that is free. So you can get it in my Patreon in my Patreon account.
Mm-hmm.
So Luis David Bonilla, you look for that in Patreon. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay nothing, no subscribing, no anything. You just go there. The first link, you just like download it, and then you have the material so you can have your hands on
uh-huh.
And just try it on. If really fits for your purposes, and it really works
for
you.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah,
well, give us, make sure we've got the link information for that before we go.
Sure.
Give it to Yasmin, and we'll put it out. Luis David Bonilla, thanks again.
Thank you.
And see you,
take
you soon.
Thank you, Yasmin.
Yeah. Hope you get fired. Sorry.
You think that out, man.
Big thanks to David, and also a big thanks to my guest this morning, Anna Sophia. So Anna, hope she's not listening. Anna Gretel Solis, there we are. Got it at last. So big thanks to Anna. And also big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer and my everything else. And also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. And let me say, last but not least, well, first before the last but not least, big thanks to Boys and Girls of Grupo Grada, and also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you same time tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, 7 till 10. Also, don't go away, because coming up, we've got two chatters OSC with Gigi, so hang around for that. You'll enjoy it. That's it then. Just remains for me to say that, you know, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow morning, do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.